This podcast is sponsored by Track Hospitality Software. Track by TravelNet Solutions offers a portfolio of innovative software from CRM, vacation rental property management software, to cloud contact center. With integrated software and revenue maximizing solutions, TravelNet Solutions is transforming how hospitality works.
Welcome to the VRMA Arrival Podcast. My name is Michelle Williams, and I am the General Manager at Atlantic Vacation Homes. I'm also the Council Chairperson of the Vacation Rental Housekeeping Professionals, and I'm also a VRMA board member. I'm speaking today with Dirk Johnson, the Executive Director of the Vacation Rental Housekeeping Professionals. Dirk, introduce yourself, please.
Hey, everybody. Thanks so much. Glad to be here.
Me too. So this week, the VRHP is releasing a set of recommendations and guidelines for cleaning vacation rental properties in light of the COVID-19 pandemic. So Dirk, maybe to kick us off here, do you want to talk about the difference between sanitization and disinfection? What's the difference and why is that important?
Yeah, you know, great question, Michelle, as we start to think about our role as cleaning professionals and cleaning up the properties and getting people back. You know, while those two words are similar, they are very, very different and accomplish and have a different meaning. So when I disinfect a surface, a hard surface, that means I've taken the product, sprayed it on the surface, and it has to sit for a specific amount of time on the surface to kill that virus or bacteria that the label says it's been tested against. So a disinfectant has been tested against it and can say and report that it does kill it, and it takes dwell time to accomplish that task. From a sanitization standpoint, that means the product has been sprayed on the surface and it reduces the number of virus or microbes or bacteria on the surface, thus reducing my chance of getting sick. And so, you know, we sanitize some surfaces and we disinfect other surfaces. So we can disinfect a hard surface, you know, hardwood floors, tile, countertops, toilets, tubs, things of that nature, because the product can actually sit on the surface and kill it. Whereas your soft goods, your couches, carpets, things of that nature, I can sanitize because I can't have the product sit on that surface for the appropriate amount of time to do that. And from a disinfectant perspective, we need to know what those dwell times are, because some dwell times are as long as 10 minutes and others are as short as 30 seconds. So we need to understand the product and how to use it to make sure that we are using it appropriately.
Right. So, you know, it sounds like disinfection is really the name of the game when we're thinking about COVID-19 and being able to disinfect as much as possible in our properties. So in the guidelines, you know, I know that we're not recommending any specific brand of product. And, you know, maybe you can talk a little bit about why.
Yeah. So the reason why is because the logistics chains are all messed up. And so VRHP is encouraging those that are looking for a disinfecting product or a sanitization product to reach out to a local janitorial supply company to see what they're able to get. Because again, they're going to know, I spoke to one janitorial supply company and this individual said, you know, it's sold even before the truck arrives and backups to the dock. So we want to make sure that whatever product we need has our name on it as it's coming off the dock. And then two, you know, we want to make sure that the product we're using has been tested against and will kill COVID-19. And, you know, the EPA has a list, and we can put that link in the comments below where people can go there and take a look. That list is being updated continually. You know, right now we're sitting around almost 400 different products that can kill it. And so we want to make sure that we're using the appropriate product on the appropriate surface and that kills the appropriate viruses and bacteria.
So you mentioned dwell time in relation to the disinfecting products, but let's talk a little bit about some of the other timelines that are in our recommendations. You know, so a number of different timeframes have been tossed around in discussions throughout the industry over the last few weeks about how long companies should really wait after a guest departs before going in. And I know a lot of it has to do with how long we think the virus can live in the air and on different surfaces. So if you can talk to us a little bit about that, that would be great.
Yeah, you and I certainly went the rounds on this particular topic as we were trying to put this on paper to provide this, these guidelines and this information to companies and local governments and other entities that are looking to VRHP to provide some guidance. And so let's take a step back for just a moment and let's think about the one article or the one letter that everybody is quoting. And that is a letter that was written on March 17th to the New England Journal of Medicine. And they did a test with the COVID virus, and they found that it lived on cardboard for 24 hours, and they found that it lived on stainless steel and plastic for up to 3 days. And so, you know, that's where we're, our stance is taking. And then when you start to look at the air, because when a housekeeper walks in, we have to, even though Michelle, as you and I have talked, statistically, it's very small that somebody will have COVID in the property, but we don't know. So we have to make the assumption that it is, you know, that the coughing and the sneezing, those nebulized particles sit in the air for quite some time before they fall. And the smaller the particles, the more they stay in the air. And so we want to make sure that, we leave enough time or able to do certain things. Either A, we leave time for those particles to fall, or B, that we do something to help the particles fall to the ground so we can get in and do our work. And so in an ideal scenario, you know, we've talked about 24 hours in between stays, and yet we know that in the summertime that's going to be tough. And so then we start talking about air movement in the property through fans, ceiling fans, box fans, or even the central HVAC fan being on to move that air around. You know, and then the next question comes, you know, once the air is moving, we have personal protective equipment we need to work with. And so it's this whole symphony, if you will, of steps and things we need to do to ensure that those that are going in to clean are safe and that the property is ready to receive the guests that are coming to stay. Because we're all stir crazy. We're all sick of staring at our four walls. We got to get out.
True. So just to recap, really the guidance is that longer is better. You know, if we can wait longer, to give the virus particles time to start degrading, time to fall out of the air, as long as possible is really what is being recommended. But knowing that realistically, the needs of the business are going to be such that people need to be able to get into a property sooner, then it becomes a matter of what can be done in the property and in the way of personal protective equipment for those cleaners, for, you know, other field staff. So that's actually another question. So we've talked about cleaning, but what about on the maintenance side? And, you know, if something happens while a guest is in residence at a property and they call and say, you know, oh, the power went out or the usual sort of requests, what should be done?
Yeah, you know, again, so this is where we've got to look at the business needs and we've got to look at the current parameters that are being given. And so the first thing that the property management company needs to do is they need to be at a minimum in weekly contact with the local health authorities to understand what the direction the health authorities are given, to understand what counsel they're receiving from them, because that is really who we need to be listening to as we go through this to make sure that our staff are safe and that our guests are safe. And they're going to have all sorts of information as we go forward. And so now as we start to listen to our local health authorities, you know, they're going to talk about personal protective equipment. They're going to talk about social distancing. And so I've heard of some locations, you know, saying that guests need to be out of the house if possible. I've heard some other locations talking about, you know, social distancing. You know, if a maintenance tech walks in and has a mask and gloves and booties on, then people need to maintain their physical distance or social distance, you know, go out on the deck, go in another part of the house so the maintenance tech can accomplish their task at hand, you know. And you know, you always could communicate via text messages between the guest and the maintenance tech, or you know, phone call as they start to communicate, so we maintain that proximity. Because again, right, I mean, the virus is still there. Even though we're starting to relax and open up, we still have to be super vigilant about the health and safety, not only of our guests, but of our staff as they, as we go back to being our real selves of hospitality professionals.
Agreed. I'm guessing that a lot of companies this summer will be triaging pretty carefully for their maintenance requests and maybe putting off some of those smaller things where a guest would normally be, you know, something would be taken care of right away if it were, even if it were minor, but, you know, maybe deferring some of those till after a guest leaves if it's not burdensome to do so. So,
yeah, you know, and that's an interesting statement from that perspective. So now that means on the turn days, everybody has to be, all of the supplies have to be in the vehicle. There's, we don't have the luxury of going to the hardware store and then coming back. I mean, I've got to go from work order or service order right down the list to accomplish these small tasks. And we have to be, you know, we're going to have to spend some long nights the day before, or even a couple of days before, going through those work orders to ensure that I have the supplies, that I have the right people on it, so they're in the right driving order, you know, and all of those things that go with that to ensure a successful day from a maintenance side.
Absolutely. And can you talk a little bit more about the PPE and any other supplies? You know, we've talked about masks and gloves, which I think a lot of areas will have those be mandatory anyway, maybe coming from their state or local governments. But can you talk a little bit about eye protection and why that might be needed?
Yeah. So if we think about where a business has made a decision to enter, you know, a property, you know, within a short time frame after the guest has departed, you know, we still have those particulates, or the particulates could still be in the air. So I have a mask on to protect my airways because this is a respiratory virus. So I'm covering my nose and my mouth, and I've got a good seal around the mask. And then I want to protect my eyes because, you know, we've all seen, you know, we walk through and the virus can get in our eyes from the particulates in the air. So, you know, whether that be safety glasses or we use some splash goggles, you know, splash goggles provide a nice seal around the eyes to protect it from the air and protect it from liquid getting in our eyes, because that's why they're called splash goggles. And so that would be a good barrier to walk into a property. And even for a maintenance tech, you know, they could wear those splash goggles that way as they're going about doing their work to protect our eyes. And then, you know, we always want to make sure that when we go back to our vehicle and we're taking the glasses off, the splash goggles off, that we're sanitizing those in an appropriate way to make sure that if there was the virus there, we're not putting it in our car and then continuing forward. So, you know, whoever bought stock or bought several amounts of cases of hand sanitizer, you know, they're certainly sitting on gold, because I think it's more precious than gold at the moment. And, you know, making sure that we're able to protect ourselves, or even a disinfectant, right? Because we could use a disinfectant we're using in the property. We could use that on our splash goggles to clean those. You know, we just, again, we have all of these details that we need to be thinking about as we start to come back into to the office and start doing what we do best, which is being hospitable towards people coming to stay in our locations.
That's awesome. So, and I know there are some videos out there, and they're linked to the VRMA COVID-19 page, the resource page.
Yes.
About how to use gloves and masks properly and being mm-hmm. able to remove those safely. There's yes. definitely a trick to that. And if you're not using the PPE properly, you could be risking yourself and or others. So.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and whether you go to the VRMA COVID-19 page or you go to the VRHP Vimeo channel, you know, all those videos are there to assist you. And you know, Michelle, as you start to open back up and bring your staff back, you know, providing some of this training before people go back out, these videos are a useful tool to help you do that, to make sure everybody's on the same page, make sure everybody is using it correctly. Because again, as you described, if I'm not using the personal protective equipment correctly, I'm really not protected.
Right.
And so we want to make sure that we are protecting ourselves, not only from the COVID-19 virus, but from all the stuff that was already there, the staph, the MRSA, the E. coli, the salmonella, you know, all these things that are just in the environment from our work that we were doing before this started to happen, you know, late December of 19.
So, switching gears a little bit and thinking about the guests and guest safety, how can property owners communicate with the guests about what they're doing and what are the recommendations there?
Oh, this is a cool topic, because this is an opportunity for the housekeepers to shine. You know, we're taking something that was tucked away in the back and, you know, was a necessary evil in some ways, and now it is front and center. Everybody is asking, how are you cleaning my property? How are you sanitizing my property? How are you disinfecting my property? VRHP loved cleaning. I had a really good joke I wanted to say and now it's lost my mind. We loved housekeeping before housekeeping was sexy, I guess is really what I'm trying to say. So we want to tell our story. We want to talk about all that we're learning. You know, we want to, whether we do that through the written word, through photography, or through video vignettes, we want to have a timeline on our webpage that talks about what we're learning and what we're doing. There is no reason why you can't interview your housekeeping supervisor and talk about the products that your janitorial supply is bringing and the training that you're now providing to your staff. You know, having this timeline to show what you said, and then, you know, in some cases 7 days later or 14 days later, you have to change what you said before because you have new information. And, you know, Michelle, to me, that's been the hardest thing with this is people are reaching out for questions and understanding, and I provide information and VRHP provides information. And then all of a sudden, you know, 2 days later or even 2 hours later, I have to amend what I said because the information and knowledge is coming so quickly. And so that's why this timeline is so important for the guests, for the property managers to have on their webpage. So you can point to it and say, yes, we've been looking at this. We've been doing this. You know, talk about the conversation you had with the local health officials. You know, talk about what you learned at a VRHP or a VRMA webinar. You know, talk about people are doing webinars all over the place. And some of those match what we do and some of them don't. So attending webinars outside our own industry to learn what people are doing and what they're saying, and then talk about it so people can see, and they can see how you're teaching your staff and all of that. They need to see a timeline. That way you can build trust. It's not you've been super quiet and then all of a sudden you send out a blurb to your guests and owners and they're happy. No, you over-communicate. Just because you're communicating does not people are hearing your message. That's true. The amount of volume that you're getting, they're getting it too. And so you have to find a way to cut through that noise to be able to articulate and share your message. Because if you're not sharing your message and you're not telling your story, somebody else is going to tell a different storyline with a different ending, and it may be to your disadvantage. So that's why we got to be talking.
That's true. And, you know, on that communication front, we've talked as well about potentially putting signage in the property. Yes. You know, there are things in the home that we can all put out, like a notice saying how the property's been clean and disinfected before your arrival, or mm-hmm. sending out emails. There's all kinds of things. And part of this too, I know, you know, we're looking at Atlanta Vacation Homes, we're looking at changing up some of the arrival and departure times, particularly for our back-to-back days, asking the guests to kind of help us out. And if they can leave a little bit earlier or arrive a little bit later, that's going to give us more time to do these super in-depth cleanings where we're making sure to hit all of those high-touch areas with disinfectant, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, and that's so important, because you start to look at the amount of cleaning now that has to take place. Not that we didn't clean before. It's just that now there is a more concerted effort to use a product that has to sit on the surface for a specific amount of time. No longer can I get away with sanitizing a light switch. I now have to disinfect a light switch. And right. So... you know, and that disinfection, if you've got a product that takes 10 minutes, that means your clean time is now growing by 10 minutes, you know, I shouldn't quite say it that way. That means your clean times are growing exponentially because of the number of 10 minute stop spots you have to have. And that means 10 minutes, the product's going to evaporate before the 10 minutes is up. So I have to keep reapplying the product to make sure that it stays wet. You know, which is why having a product with a super small dwell time is so critical from a speed standpoint of this turn that we are going to inevitably do. You know, I think of the companies that, you know, the families that planned their summer vacations in January and February of 2020, before the COVID hit, you know, really came on strong in the United States. I mean, all of those are back-to-backs or terms in the summer. And so now the property manager has to look at this and say, what am I going to do to not only ensure the safety of my staff, but also ensure that the property is disinfected and sanitized and ready for the guests to come in? And extending the clean time is one of those necessary items, because it's just going to take longer to clean a property.
Exactly. So there's the dwell time, and then also thinking about hitting those high touch areas and light switches, doorknobs. You know, there's a lot there, especially when you're talking about some of those larger properties.
Homes.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of toys, drawer handles. There's so many high touch surfaces in a home that we really need to be looking at all of those very closely now. And it really will, to your point, add an exponential amount of time to those cleans. So, you know, we need to have good systems in place to make sure we're hitting all of those in a way that is going to be efficient, but also thorough.
For sure. And that, you know, and this is why we start talking about the basics of the follow the wall and the cleaning process, you know, patterns and methodology that VRHP has talked about since its inception. You know, there's a specific pattern of I follow the wall through the property. I'm going to see and touch every surface. And because I'm going to be passing by it, now I can have the product on my microfiber rag. I can spray it, you know, and keep, you know, advancing so forth back and forth as I go through the property, following the follow the wall to ensure that I see and touch all the surfaces that you just described.
Exactly. Let's talk a little bit about linen and bedding. So I know there's some differences here, you know, and one of the big ones is don't shake the linen.
Right. We don't want that airborne pathogen back in the air. We want it staying well on the surface for sure. Linen's a good question. There are a couple of different ways to handle that. And so we want to make sure that people are able to address it in an appropriate way. And the first one is we want or encouraging everybody to launder their sheets and towels in a commercial type facility, because that way I'm able to get the time, the temperature, the chemistry, and the mechanical action that I need to ensure that the linen is cleaned appropriately and all the viruses and bugs and everything inside of it are gone and dead. And then when I put it in the dryer can be at the right temperature for the right amount of time to ensure that those are killed, and then I can come out in a clean environment in the laundry and take care of it from that standpoint. You know, but then you have the question of what about the bedspreads? What about the blankets and all these things that go with that? And so, you know, I know of some companies who are pulling the bedspreads off the bed entirely, putting them in a bag and putting them in a locked closet in the property, or putting them in a closet saying do not open in a bag, you know, to reduce that. And that way they only have the sheets and the blankets. And so, you know, to worry about. And again, so again, we have to assume people are sneezing and coughing anyway, you know, so we want to make sure that the blankets are cleaned to the same level that the sheets and towels are. So that's going to change your poundage. That's going to change your time. That's going to change your logistics. That's going to change all of these things. And it's not insurmountable. It just means you have to make sure that you have the capacity and logistics in place to make it work. I mean, because that's really what we are as a property management company. We are a super efficient logistics firm as we move people and product around for the guests who are starting to come in.
Right. So within the VRHP guidelines, there are some ideas, you know, in that vein, multiple right answers. So whether you're able to wash and replace comforters on every turn, or use more duvet covers, do triple sheeting, you know, there's all sorts of ways to address this. But the main thing is that we want to make sure that everything that's in the home is fresh and clean and virus free.
Yeah. And you know, to me, that's the beauty not only of the document, but that's also the beauty of who we are as an industry. Because every company has a personality and every property has a personality, and everybody operates a little bit differently. And so how you apply this document is going to be very different than how Brian Olson on the Oregon coast is going to apply the document. And so we have this framework, so to speak, where people can look at it and say, I operate this way. I know I need to kill the virus. That's the ultimate piece. But now in this document allows me to go through and say, I can do this. I can do this. I need to adjust to facilitate this particular piece and go through and accomplish those tasks and still do the work that needs to be done. To me, that's the wording that we went through as we bantered back and forth, and even amongst the council, you know, the emails and conversations, you know, we tried to make it specific enough to facilitate the task, and we tried to make it general enough to fit individual people. And there's just some unknowns, you know, there's some unknowns that even now we don't know, and yet we want to get these standards out. And it's, the document's going to change based on the information we have. Once we have more detail about how long COVID lives, then we'll come back and adjust that. And once we know how long it lives on soft surfaces, which we still don't know, we're going to come back and amend that. And so, you know, this is why we come back to the pattern. This is why we come back to the products we use, where we can disinfect and sanitize and have the PPE to facilitate getting the properties ready for people to come back.
Absolutely. So Dirk, do you have any last thoughts or anything else that you'd want to share with the audience?
You know, to the listening audience, the thing I would say is, I would say this. One, I would say, tell your story. Tell the housekeeper's story. Talk about the work that they're doing. You know, your staff's coming back to work. Some of them are going to be afraid. Terror is a word I would use for some people. And so we need to listen, we need to educate. And just because you've stood in front of a group or sat down with people and said, this is what we do and this is how you're going to stay safe, doesn't mean that they understand it and are applying it, because there's always something going on in somebody's mind. So we want to make sure that we are communicating in such a way that the cleaners can come in and go back to work, and then the guests can know and understand what we're doing. Because again, there's a lot of noise, and we need to cut through that noise to make sure that our message is heard. And I think that's what I would say. Tell your story and just listen to your staff and help them succeed with the tools they need.
Awesome. So
how about you? What would you say?
I would say keep in touch with the VRHP. Our new website is going to be launched fairly soon. So I know, you know, we'll be able to find all this information there. In the meantime, it's going to also live on the VRMA COVID-19 page. So reach out if you have questions or concerns, or you want to share your story. Thanks, Dirk.
Thank you, Michelle. Thanks, everybody. Stay safe, stay healthy, and until we see each other in person.
Yep, and wash your hands.
Wash your hands, that's right.
Track Hospitality Software is owned and operated by a 20-year industry-leading hospitality company, TravelNet Solutions. Track is a portfolio software designed specifically with your vacation rental management company in mind. From cloud contact center to vacation rental management software, including features such as trust accounting, maintenance, housekeeping, owner portal, guest portal, channel distribution, and more, all in one platform. Create seamless operations and increase revenue with Track. To learn more about Track Hospitality Software, visit trackhs.com.